We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chatter camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Here's an interesting little piece of news from the world of sports. This is Ian Rappaport, you know, a couple hours back. He had said, John, the NFL Network, I'm reading right from his Twitter, NFL Network analyst and Hall of Famer Deion Sanders has emerged as a candidate for the Florida State head coaching job. He says, sources tell me and Mike Garafolo. Deion for head coach college football? I mean, does that seem far-fetched?
Sort of.
I mean, he's a very proud Florida State guy. I mean, he's worn that for 35 years now or something, 30 years, whatever it's been.
Man, there's so much that goes into being a head guy, you know, the recruiting.
Right.
He's going to hit the recruiting trail and go hang out in kids' living rooms and at their high schools. And
It's a tough gig.
A grind.
Yeah. It's a big grind.
It seems just unimaginable, really, to me, but I guess he knows what goes into it. He wouldn't be putting himself out there with not, you know, just cluelessly.
Yeah, but sometimes, and I'm not saying this is him. Maybe he'd be all in and all good. Sometimes I think guys that have played feel like, oh, yeah, no, I can do that. Yeah, I want to do that. And then they engage in it and they realize very quickly, oh, this is not for me. I mean, there have been a number of people that have been baseball coaches in the minor leagues for 1 year and like 1 year only. And they're like, all right, I'm out of that.
Yeah.
And that's a tough life, minor league baseball. You know, that's hard. I mean, you're on the road, you're on the buses, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I mean, I would not expect it'll get the job, but kind of interesting that he's, you know, apparently a candidate if it, you know, as you go. All right. To the phones, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Tom in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How are we doing today?
Good.
All right, Joe, as a two-time Beat the Hammer loser, mm-hmm. I'm officially hanging up my tiny hammer shoes.
Well, I mean, I'm sad to see you go. I mean,
I'm sure you are.
Well, it gives other people the chance to lose, and that's fine. And you know,
somebody give that man a piece of humble pie, please.
I wish. Yeah, well, you know, maybe someday soon. We need to somehow screen contestants. And
come
everyone
on, Tom.
Acts like it's impossible, Tom, but I don't think it is.
Tom, you know me on a personal level. You know I'm a humble guy. Come on.
No, I know. I'm just keeping on with your persona here, Joseph.
Well, I mean, talking here about sports trivia. I mean.
All right. So, Dougie P, I fall more on the side of John. So, the first year, he was pretty damn good, especially for what he had to work with. 2017, he was obviously fantastic, right? Last year, he
was sensational, yeah.
This year, he's been, so he's really got to show me something at the end of this year to really get back into the greatness category. So let me ask you, mm-hmm. if the Vikings had won their last game of the season last year, would you be singing a different tune about Doug today?
Yep.
So doesn't that affect it at all, the fact that they backed in, that they
you know,
needed so
it's,
much
it's,
help
it's
to get
interesting.
In?
Now, Tom, I've brought that up before, and I'm not saying it would knock Doug dramatically off a pedestal or off where he is. I would just say that results matter, and mm-hmm. I have dwelled a lot on that this year, and I've brought that up on the show a couple times. You know, how would we view them and sort of it can sometimes feel like an extension of the Super Bowl era. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And the reality is, if the lights were out at 4 o'clock that Sunday, week 17 last year, because the Eagles had won but Minnesota had won, and the lights are out, party's over, time to go home, this season would have a different feel. And by extension, I think so would Doug Peterson. So I get your point, but I will say, having made the playoffs, you know, they then won a road playoff game and competed against a great Saints team, very strong in the Superdome, and another one. So there was more data than just, you know what I mean? I mean, it was impressive the way they competed in January.
Yeah, the jury's still out. He's got to show me something this year. He's got to show me that he can get this team rallied again and make the playoffs, hopefully win the division. That would go a long way for how I see him.
Hey, give me here, Tom, what do you got here? Something underrated, someone or something.
I'll give you the most underrated, underthanked, underpaid job out there, teachers.
Boy, that's a really
it's
good
an
answer.
Outstanding
yeah.
answer.
Yeah, it is. I like that a lot.
Me too.
Teachers
incredibly
are a good answer.
Underrated.
Good answer. By the way, speaking of, Tom just used the phrase something like someone's got to show me something or whatever he just said. You know who's in a tough spot Monday morning, and both of them are in a tough spot entering Sunday? There's a game that I think we as Eagles fans can get great enjoyment out of. One of these teams we don't really care about. One of them we care a lot about in a negative way. But there's a game on Sunday in New York City, or actually in New Jersey, a toilet bowl, if you will, where I don't know if I remember a game, a mid-season NFL regular season game ever, where the two head coaches go into this game. On one corner, in this corner, Pat Shurmur. Giants fans think he's a bum. In that corner, Adam Gase. Jets fans hate him. John, the loser of this game, I mean, both their seasons stink. Both of them have had just catastrophe after catastrophe this year. If you're the losing coach of this game, oh boy. Monday morning, man, that's going to be rough in New York City for the losing coach of that game.
Yeah.
And I think it would be rougher on, well, see, it's funny. I was going to say rougher on Gase, but if Shurmur loses to Gase, then maybe it's, I don't know, man, because they hate Adam Gase up in New York. I mean, they hate him. They actually hate him.
He's a hateable guy.
I mean, Shurmur at least seems like a nice guy. You just wonder if he's, right, like, in over his head.
Well.
But, my God, toilet bowl all over the place with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, which team has more upside? It's so it's so tough to pick.
I mean,
my
the best
gosh.
Players on both teams are the running
young,
backs.
Yeah, but they've also got young quarterbacks who actually have a lot of potential. And, you know, something to build off of there. But yeah, it's like, man, you've got an entire team to build aside from the backs. Yeah, that's going to be ugly, man.
All right, let's talk to Jim in New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Oh, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
I got to tell you, John, you are 100% right with most of the things you say. I hate to say it, Joe, but he's right. But, John, you talk so slow. Sometimes it's amazing. You are so relaxed. You are so not Philadelphia.
He's thoughtful.
But he's what, Stanford? Are you kidding me, Joe? Where'd you go?
Went to Fairfield.
There you go.
It's not right. not Stanford.
Right. Don't say that with too much.
We call ourselves excitement. We call ourselves the Harvard of Connecticut.
John.
We also skip over Yale in that process, by the way.
John, yeah. Point taken. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One for John, one minus Joe. All right, so.
What?
To get back to you about the bread, all right? I know you guys are having a discussion about the bread.
Yep. But
the water means absolutely nothing because I made pretzels, Philly Pretzel Factory pretzels, down in Florida, and they tasted exactly the same.
So what, really? What is it about? What is it about?
Well, is that the pretzel batter then that
it,
covers it up?
The water means nothing. The water is the water. It doesn't mean anything.
But for
there's
bread,
no
for bread, like a loaf
water.
Of bread or a roll,
yeah.
Doesn't it matter some?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's demand. It's demand. What do the people demand? The
Did
people
you say
demand
the man or demand?
Demand.
Demand. Okay, well, what does demand have to do with the quality of taste?
If the people don't demand a good quality,
oh,
someone will make lousy bread. If they demand the best, then the bread will be the best.
All right, I mean,
ask yourself this. Is the only place that makes good sourdough bread San Francisco? No, but they demand the best. So San Francisco's sourdough is better than anyone.
Wow.
Because the demand is so high.
All right.
Think
well,
about that.
I'm thinking. I'm mulling. Right. I'm going to have to mull that more. All right, Jim. Give me who or what's underrated.
Oh, underrated? Are you kidding me? I would think that. Well, you know what? I'm going to go against you, Joe. I would think that Godfather 3 is underrated.
I'm sorry, who'd you say?
Godfather 3.
Godfather 3.
Underrated.
Come on. How do you figure?
It finished the trilogy.
Well, it finished it, but just because it finished it doesn't mean it was... I mean, is it better than Joe versus the Volcano? Yeah. But
substantially better than Joe versus the Volcano.
But the standard was Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. I mean...
I get what he's saying, but I don't.
Hey, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wager in on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, as the Eagles head coach Doug Peterson is, John, what do you think the voting results have come in here today? A, great. B, good. C, decent.
Yeah.
Where do you think people are voting?
Everyone, most people are saying good.
That is the winning answer. What percentage do you think?
70%.
55% say good.
Jeez.
31% say great. And 14% say decent. To the phones with Rick in Philly. Yo, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Yeah, I guess my my topic and my underrated choice are the same.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're watching ESPN or if you caught the highlights last night. Temple National game.
Yep.
Coming back after two beatdowns, really showed some resiliency, played Temple tough defense, big win, and six-year bowl eligible.
It's awesome.
And so I'm thinking about it, though, because they are – the seniors that are on this team have had four head coaches selected in 4 years that they played – either played under or prepared to play under.
Yeah, for a week or so there. That's amazing. Yeah, that's incredible.
I mean, how you can have a cohesive unit when you have different recruiters, different philosophies, different personalities. It just shows, I guess, the strength of the character of those players to be able to do that. And two bowl games they go to, the coaches leave them at the altar and send the tight ends coach to coach them. So I give them all the credit in the world. And, you know, for a
well, I'll say that, Rick, 80s, I like what you're saying, but I'll add this. It also speaks to the players that Matt Rhule selected. I mean, you got to go back, you know, in that case, 4 years ago, you know, and, he did a great job, and I'll always, I don't care how great Rhule was, and he was great, I will always go back to Al Golden getting this whole thing off the ground because that's where it started. Oh, yeah. I mean, Temple football absolutely was, and I mean this is no offense to anyone, it was a joke. It was a joke for close to two decades. And when Al Golden came in there, man, it was a revitalization it was amazing.
I agree. I agree. They were kicked out of the Big East. They were awful. It was embarrassment. They arguably shouldn't have stayed in D1 at that time. But again, I'm going back to what I said earlier that they accomplished so much, and yet they're second fiddle in the city to the Eagles. Yeah. Obviously.
All right. So Temple. Temple phone call and specifically your answer to what's underrated. You're saying Temple football.
Absolutely.
You got it. Good phone call, Rick. Appreciate the phone call, man. 888-729-9494. Let's get to something we do every Friday at this time. We have some laughs. We get together, we say, what happened this week on our show that was a little silly, a little crazy? A drop. Something that caught our ear? Let's get to it, the drop of the week. All right, let's get to it. James Seltzer, a few things this week. What do we got?
We got an 8-pack, so let's dive in. First one, I don't even know if Richie realized it when he said it, but definite contender to win from John Richie earlier this week.
80-20 on the ass side.
What?
80-20 on the ass side.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's the answer the question at your own peril? What's the 20%?
I remember.
Oh boy. So what was that in reference to?
It was the Deshaun Jackson poll that we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good stuff there though.
All right. Let's move it along.
Joe, you showed your lack of knowledge of, you know, something that everybody knows.
Three blind mice.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. But
what is it?
Yeah.
See how they run.
See how they run. They all.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Or is that what it is?
Nailed it.
All right. Fine job by me.
Yeah, right.
Fine job.
All right.
And then Richie took the baton.
Yeah, well, Richie
like
also...
Like Carl Lewis, and he sprinted to the finish line with success.
He also, Richie, speaking of singing, did this.
The Urimene One, Mr. Grinch.
No. pretty
good.
That
is strong right there. You nailed that.
We might need a full rendition before Christmas.
That's a good point.
Can we get that, John? Can we lock that in?
Yeah.
All right. Grinch, Grinch before Christmas. I like it.
All right. Joe, we got another impression from you.
And I got to tell you, Mr. Ike Reese, in his voice, that'll never happen again.
That was your Ike. Me is like, I mean, how do you do an Ike voice? I don't even know how to do it. I mean. Well, I bet you neither of you two guys can do better than that.
Why did your Ike sound just like your Chewy? Could we have a side-by-side?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, that was
that was you.
That was a joke, me doing Chewy, doing it bad. But anyway, all right, let's keep going.
I'll pull up the Chewy to second.
All right. Cool.
Richie, you said this.
What is he doing? He's moving backwards, and it looks like he's moving forward. What is it, the moonwalk? Oh, my gosh.
What was that? Where'd that come from?
John's been doing that more lately. Yeah, he's been doing the...
moving forward. What is it, the moonwalk? Oh, my gosh.
That was the moonwalk crowd murmuring.
That was good stuff.
That is good.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. All right, Joe, your lack of knowledge of dogs is really astounding.
I would not have known that's a dog. King Charles Samuel. King Charles Samuel. Like Mike Samuel?
Spaniel.
King Charles Samuel.
Well, that's what you get.
That was amazing.
Unbelievable.
That really is. Jeez, Joe.
I mean, it means nothing to me.
We know.
It's
pretty unbelievable.
Just floors me.
All right. Joe, you did one of these earlier.
User.
Last week.
Pretty good.
Not bad. But also, thank you for alerting us. I don't know why you did it. It's on you, but Joe, you said this today.
Gosh, you know, it's funny. I haven't done it in so long. I used to. All right. Get your head out of the gutter. What was I talking about?
You used to. You're right.
No idea.
I gotta remember what I was talking about.
I know what you were talking about.
Gosh, you know, it's funny. I haven't done it in so long. I used to. That's going to haunt me for a decade.
You really don't
plus
know?
On this show.
20 minutes ago.
I know it was. There's a lot goes through my mind, man.
Both of us can remember, and it wasn't us.
I don't know. What was it?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
All right, so what are we going with here? Gosh, you know, it's funny. I haven't done it in so long. I used to.
That's the winner.
That's it.
Definitive, easy winner.
I think you need to cut off the I used to part if you're going to use that with regularity. It's even better without that.
Gosh, you know, it's funny. I haven't done it in so long. Let's go to the phones. You guys are mean people, man. Mean people. Let's talk to Eric. What's up, Eric?
How we doing, Joe, John?
Great.
A little bit worse than I was a few minutes ago.
All right. Hey, yeah. I'm just kind of curious. It's like, John, you want to give Frank Reich and Jack DeFilippo credit for all of Doug's work. You're giving them all the credit for Doug.
Well, I'm giving them some of it.
Well, Doug and Frank Reich played head-to-head, and Doug won that battle. The Eagles did beat the Colts. And I want to piggyback on a caller that just called maybe two calls ago. He said that when the Eagles backed into the playoffs and when they played the Bears, what would you think about Doug Peterson?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you think about Doug Peterson if Carson Wentz, when he got hurt, sit down on the bench and let Nick Foles come in and play the rest of that season? We wouldn't have backed in. We would have been in the playoffs. And we probably would have went to the Super Bowl because they would have been in and had plenty of reps with Nick Foles.
So I understand, you're saying if in 2018 he had benched Wentz earlier because Wentz was hurt and just went to Foles?
Yeah, Wentz was hurt because he was hurting the team playing.
He was hurting the team for a few weeks there. There's no doubt about that.
And let Nick Foles come in. We would have had more than 9 wins. We wouldn't have backed into the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a very bold decision. And I'm not saying he could not have made it. I'm just telling you that would have been very very unusual decision to make. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but he's hurt.
He was hurt. Listen, Eric, I have no inside knowledge on this. I will just tell you that my gut feeling, my honest, true instincts, has been for the last year that Wentz was probably not totally forthcoming with the staff with how hurt he was. That's just my guess.
Yeah, so that's
so,
why.
But my point is,
if,
but my point is
selfish.
If they didn't, if they, well, maybe, yeah. And if they didn't know, if the staff didn't know, then, and that might explain why they were so, I mean, the Eagles clearly did not want to discuss the whens and the hows of Wentz's injury, because I think it just made the whole situation look ridiculous, because now they're talking about something way earlier in the season. And I'm not sure that Wentz was really being forthcoming. That's just my guess, but, you know. All right, Eric, give me who or what's underrated.
If I had to say what was underrated, I would say Big Rube's Chicken.
Ah, Big Rube's Chicken. There you go. Eric, good answer. I mean,
Great answer.
It's highly rated around here.
It is.
Now, I mean, do they know about it in Italy? Do they know about it in Russia? Do they know about it in, you know, Germany? Probably not. So, yeah, all right. From that standpoint, worldwide, underrated. Big Rube's Chicken. We love Big Rube. All right, coming up, time's yours. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Thousands of you have joined me and set up accounts to bet online with my guys at Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Let's talk about future bets. This is when you can bet on things like who will win the conferences, who will have the most passing yards, the most receiving yards, and the most rushing yards for the entire season. $100 on New Orleans to win their conference wins $240. Or how about $100 on San Francisco winning the conference? You win $300. So many sports to bet. So much fun. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers. Download the app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your risk-free bet, your first risk-free bet of $500. Your risk-free bet is then refunded as account credit. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, online or in person. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.